fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty high of silver, the Lone Ranger. Faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. Let's go, big fellow. Hi-yo, Silver. Hi!
The territory around Pecos was undergoing a series of robberies and killings that were shocking and maddening to the settlers. The first shock came when a tall masked man and an Indian entered the express office in Pecos.
Hey, what the...
Reach, mister, and don't move. This is a holdup. Get the stuff out of the safe, Reed.
Me do it. Me got money back.
Thanks.
I won't let you get away with this.
I told you not to move. You ask for this...
Three days later, an express stage was held up outside of Rock Hill.
Get up there! Get up! Get up there! Outlaws! A masked man and Indian! Get up there! Get up there! Get up! Come on! Get up there! Better stop! Ho there! Ho! Ho! Ho there! Ho! Ho boy! Ho there!
All right, you. Throw down the cash box and make it fast.
Next was the mine payroll on the way to Silvertip Mine from Pecos.
We're almost there. Nobody will suspect we're taking the payroll out a day earlier than usual.
That's right. We can't be too careful with that masked killer and the Indian in the territory. I guess we ought to...
Oh, my shoulder!
Them, the masked man and the Indian. Hold there, hold, hold.
Time after time, the two outlaws struck unexpectedly. They seemed to find out the most secret plans in spite of every precaution. Finally, the businessmen of Pecos met in the sheriff's office to discuss the matter.
Quiet down now, man. Let's get on with the meeting.
How come you can't find those outlaws?
That masked man and Indian's got to be stopped.
Now hold on, all of you. Me and my men are doing all we can to track down those two outlaws. So far, we can't seem to get a line on them.
May I say a few words, Sheriff?
Go right ahead, Banker Willis.
Those two have not only held up my bank and got away with plenty, but they grabbed a shipment of new money coming to my bank by stage, along with all the other robberies and killings they've done. Now, they got to be stopped, and mighty soon, too.
Like I said, we're doing what we can. We do know the masked man rides a white horse. The Indian rides a paint. We got enough witnesses to swear to that. We've scoured the countryside without results so far. But we aim to keep on until we do pick up their trail. Me and my deputies are riding out again this afternoon. And we want some volunteers to go along in the posse with us. Last night, as you know, those two outlaws robbed the general store and got away. After wounding Jed Miller, the storekeeper. Now, we believe they're still hiding out close by. And sooner or later, we'll catch up with them.
When we do, we'll string them up.
Yeah, quick justice is all they deserve.
Well, lots of us are ready to ride with you,
Sheriff. We're all ready to go.
All right, then. But when you are riding with me, you'll take orders from me, savvy? As long as I'm sheriff, the law will take its course. I'll get your horses meet out in front in half an hour.
Meantime, in their cave hideout in one of the rocky banks of the Pecos River, Nick and Breed were gloating over their various successful ventures.
Well, Breed, we sure got away with plenty so far. I reckon everybody in the territory's wondering where we'll strike next.
Yeah, that's right. Good you wear a black mask, ride white horse.
Yeah. And having you spot up that bronc of yours to look like a pate. I've had it in for that masked man, his Indian friend Tonto, ever since he put me behind bars 2 years ago. Posing as them is one way I have of getting even. That's why I hunted around for someone like you to ride with me, Breed. That pair of hombres won't ever dare come into this territory now.
That's good. Plenty of witnesses say them ones who rob and kill.
Sure. The word will spread, too. So that before long they won't be safe anywhere in Texas. That Lone Ranger will be sorry he ever met up with Nick Deaver. You can bet on that.
As evening approached, two horsemen rode leisurely along the trail west of Pecos.
Well, Tonto, we're not far from Pecos. We'll stop for the night as soon as we spot a good campsite.
Ah, we ride long time. Silver and Scout need food and rest.
I think we could do with a little of both, too.
That's right. Well, look, Kemosabe, they're clearing over there. It make good place to camp.
Yes, it's just the place, Tonto. It's right over there. Come on,
get him up, Scout.
How's it,
This
is an ideal location for a campsite, Tonto.
That's right.
I'll fix a lean-to while you get water and start supper.
Let me just think, Kemosabe.
What's the matter?
We not have much supplies. Not have enough for supper. Me ride to town. Not far. Me be back by time you have lean-to ready.
We could do with what supplies we have until morning, Tonto. There's no need for you to go to Pecos now.
Oh, me not mind. It not take long. Me be back soon. Get him up, Scout.
Meantime, the posse out hunting for Nick Deaver and Breed were riding up the trail from town.
Sure looks like them two hombres are mighty slippery, Sheriff. We don't seem to be able to find hiding ahead.
Jim, they can't keep hid forever. We're bound to catch up with them sometime if they're still in this territory. I think they are.
They sure have the laugh on us so far.
Yeah, they keep right on pulling holdups in this territory.
That's right. Can't blame the sheriff for that, man. He's been out with us deputies every day trying to track them dirty coyotes.
They won't always be lucky. You wait and see.
That's right, they won't. So far, they... Hey, Sheriff.
Yeah?
Look, coming down the trail toward us.
What? Jumping Jupiter, the Indian on the paint horse.
Hey, that's right, it is. Let's gun him down. Yeah,
no, wait, man, hold your fire. Draw your guns and stop right here.
While we're stopping, he'll get away.
Well, what's the idea, Sheriff?
He sees us. Fact is, he must have seen us before we saw him. Yet he keeps right on coming. Might be some sort of a trick, so watch out.
We got him covered. He won't pull any tricks now.
Here he comes.
Right up there, Indian. And reach.
Oh, Scout. Oh, fella.
Why you point guns?
I said reach, or we'll let
now
you...
He put up hands. But why you point guns?
He sure got nerve.
Let's finish him off right now.
Yeah. Make him tell where the other one is.
Sure.
Now wait, let me handle this man.
Me not savvy.
You will, and soon, Indian. You're under arrest for robbery and murder.
Oh, that not right.
He's lying. That paint horse is enough to give him away.
Why, sure.
Where's that mask man you rode with, Indian?
Why you ask that?
You know why. We want him on the same charges we have against you. Where's he hiding out?
Me not talk.
You'll talk all right when we get you back to town.
Me not talk.
Let's string him up right here.
That's all he deserves.
Now, wait. On. Calm down, all of you. I'm in charge here. And I say there'll be no hanging, understand? Take his guns, Jim.
Sure, Sheriff. Easy, boy. Easy now. I got him, Sheriff.
Good. Now, you and Bill take this redskin into the Pecos jail. Mind you, don't let him pull any tricks on you.
We'll gun him down the minute he tries anything.
He's in your charge, Jim, and I want him to be safe when I get back. The rest of us will backtrack on his trail while it's still fresh. In that way, we ought to be able to find where he come from.
Good idea, Sheriff. Let's get after that mask.
Yeah, let's go.
Wait, you not do that. Him not the
get
man.
Get going, you, before you get a bullet in you. Now go on, head for town.
Get him up, Scout.
Get up.
All right, man. Now we'll follow the trail he left. Keep your guns handy. Watch out for an ambush. Let's get going.
All right, come on.
Get up. After Tonto left the camp, the Lone Ranger cut a few saplings and gathered branches to make a lean-to. Within a short time, it was completed. He went to where Silver was ground-hitched and was about to remove the saddle when the great stallion raised his head, and with ears pointed and nose turned down trail, he whinnied softly.
What's the matter, big fella? What is it? You're trying to tell me you hear something. I do too now. Sounded like a group of horsemen. Come, Silver. Look down to the arroyo until they pass. No use waiting and having them question my mask. All right, let's go, fella. Silver, take it easy. I can see them through the trees. Looks like a posse. Do they pass up? They're stopping. Stay quiet, fella.
And Indians' tracks lead to here. There's a lean-to they must have just built.
That bad killer isn't here, though.
Maybe they heard us coming and beat it. He can't be far away.
We already got that Indian. He's in the jail by this time. We'll get that masked man, too, before we go back.
Now,
spread out, men, and move through the campsite. See if any one of us can pick up that masked man's trail. Like somebody just said, he can't be far away.
Right.
Let's get moving, then.
I don't understand this. There's no time for questions. Better leave while we have the chance, big fella, and fast. Steady. One, Silver.
Hey, there he goes. He was in that arroyo. Don't let him get away. Use your gun.
One, Silver.
Ranger rode Silver at a fast pace from the arroyo and raced away from the posse, who were momentarily taken by surprise. Recovering themselves quickly, the men in the posse fired after the fleeing masked man and then started in pursuit. The Lone Ranger headed away from the direction of town until, after outdistancing the posse and covering his trail by riding some distance in a creek, he circled back toward Pecos. It was dark when he reached the edge of town, leaving the posse a safe distance away.
Oh, Silver, hold it. Oh, easy. We're safe enough now, fella. That posse is hunting for us far to the west of here. Now we'll go into town the back way and try to talk to Tonto. Come on, Silver!
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
Thank you.
Now, to continue our story. Tonto had been lodged in one of the cells in the back of the jailhouse. He was puzzled by what had taken place and was worried because he knew the posse would follow his trail back to the camp where the Lone Ranger was waiting. Tonto sat on the cot in the cell, staring at the square of moonlight on the floor, which was broken by the shadow of window bars. Suddenly, the Indian rose silently to his feet as the shadow of a man's head appeared in the square. Tonto turned toward the window as he heard a welcome whisper.
Tonto! Tonto! Kimasabi! Are you all right?
Ah. Posse take guns. Put me here. Them say me killer. Ask about masked man on white horse. Them say him killer, too. Them say we rob and kill. Them try to find you.
Yes, but I got away. They're still hunting west of here.
What do you make of all this, Tonto?
Well, deputy say masked man on white horse and Indian on paint horse. Rob, kill.
I see. That means someone is posing as me and there's another with him posing as you.
Isn't that right? Me hear men say outlaws always find out about money shipments, then steal them.
They must still be in this vicinity.
That's what deputies say.
Tonto, I might be able to help you escape. Right now, you're safer in jail. Meantime, maybe I can think of a way to help catch those crooks.
Men are posse plenty mad. Them want to use rope.
Don't worry. I'll see that it doesn't come to that. I'll talk to you again soon, Tonto.
Adios.
Adios.
The Lone Ranger left the cell window and rode out into the hills a short distance from town. Then, finding a secluded spot, he reined up.
Oh, sir. Oh, easy, steady, big fella. I'll get my disguise kit and a candle from the saddlebags.
Opening one of the saddlebags, the masked man took out a candle and a makeup kit. Removing his mask, he carefully disguised his features to look like a rancher. Then he spent some time rubbing silver with dirt and clay until the stallion's gleaming white coat took on a different appearance. Finally, satisfied with the result, the Lone Ranger decided it was safe to return openly to town.
Now we're going to pay for silver. Easy. Come on, silver.
A short time later, the Lone Ranger reined up in front of the cafe.
Oh, silver. Oh, easy, easy now. Just a little information. I wonder if you can tell me when the stage from Rock Hill gets here.
Well, let's see now. Seems to me it gets in around noon tomorrow.
Oh?
Wait a minute, I'll make sure. Hey, Jim.
Yeah, what do you want, Pete?
Stranger here wants to know when the Rock Hill stage gets into Pecos.
You expecting someone on that stage, mister?
Oh.
Why do you want to know?
Well, I could be expecting a shipment of cash.
Oh. Well, the stage is due here at noon.
Hey, just like I said.
Well, thanks. I've heard about several holdups around here lately. I hope that this shipment comes through all right.
You don't have to worry now, stranger. We caught one of them outlaws. Got him in the jailhouse right now. And the sheriff and posse's out on the trail of the other one.
Good. I'd hate to lose a large money shipment.
I don't blame you. It'll come through safe enough.
And I'll go out to the hotel and wait until the stage comes in. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
The Lone Ranger left the cafe and, crossing the street, stood in the shadows. Soon he saw a figure come out of the cafe. As the Lone Ranger watched, the man stopped on the porch of the cafe and peered through the window. Then he looked up and down the street as though to make sure he wasn't observed. Finally, he hurried down to the hitch rack and mounted. It was Breed, dressed as a cowhand and wearing a broad-brimmed hat.
Maybe he's the one I was hoping to find. Worth taking a chance anyway. Hey, big fella. Come on, Silver.
For some time, the Lone Ranger followed Breed. When Breed finally entered the shallow part of the river and headed cautiously upstream, the Lone Ranger reined up on the bank and watched.
Oh, Silver. Oh, what? He's turning in toward the bank now. It's too steep for him to come out there. That means there must be a shack under the bank. Perhaps a cave of some sort. All right, Silver, let's go. Come on, Silver.
In Instead of going on upstream after Breed, the Lone Ranger swung around and rode back toward the trail to town. Once more, he found a secluded spot near a creek, where he stopped and removed the clay from Silver's coat. Then, putting on his mask, he mounted up again and continued toward town. Within a short time, he reined up on the edge of Pecos and looked down the main street.
Oh, Silver, oh, wait, who?
All those horses in front of the jail mean that the posse has returned. That's what I was hoping for. Now, if my plan works, those outlaws should soon be caught.
Come on, Silver!
Meantime, in the sheriff's office, several of the men who had ridden in the posse were talking to the sheriff.
It's too bad that masked man got away from us. Don't seem right we should get so close and then have him escape.
I couldn't help it any more than the rest of you. He's too fast for us, that's all.
At least we got the Indian, Sheriff. Maybe if we try hard enough, we can make him talk.
Yeah, let's go into a cell. We'll make him talk, all right.
A while ago, there was a stranger in a cafe talking about a shipment of money he's expecting on the Rock Hill stage tomorrow. I hope that masked outlaw don't get wind of it.
I doubt if he'd try to hold the stage up alone. We got his partner, you know.
That's why I say let's make him talk. Then we can be sure that outlaw won't tackle the stage.
Sheriff, if you turn that Indian over to these men, no tell what they'll do to him.
Yes, that's right, Willis.
I say let's talk to him.
Wait, now, see here, put up those guns. I'm the law here.
We don't like the way you're shielding that redskin. Get out of our way, Sheriff, and let us go back there where that Indian is.
Now, we can't keep him back, Sheriff.
I'm holding you, Sheriff. So you can't stop the others from getting that Indian.
I told you not to let them come inside. Now they'll string up that Indian. What's that?
The masked man on the white horse.
Let's get after him, man.
Come
quick.
On, boys,
come on. Follow me and get your horse right away. Come on, boys. Here. Now mount, quick.
Easy now.
Get up there.
Get up. Get up. Get up.
Meanwhile, Breed had gone to the hideout cave, and as he changed from his cowhand clothes to his Indian buckskins, he told Nick Deaver what he had overheard in the cafe.
Stranger say him expect big money shipment on Rock Hill stage.
Good. Well, them having that Indian in jail and thinking it's you, the sheriff won't expect us to pull a hold up. We'll ride the trail toward Rock Hill and then meet that stage.
It better we meet stage long way from Pecos. Then we go out of territory for good. Them maybe hang Indian them have in jail.
About that Indian, I wonder if he could really be the one who rides with a Lone Ranger.
Him have paint horse, me hear him say.
I know, but there are other paints out here, you know. I was thinking if it was the one named Tonto, that masked man would be in the picture somewheres. Fact, he'd have him out of there by now, seems to me.
Me not know about that. Me ready now.
All right, we'll pack our saddlebags and then we'll start out. Let's get busy.
As he rode out of town with the sheriff and posse trailing him, the Lone Ranger kept out of range of their guns, but didn't try to lose them. He headed for the river, and when he reached it, headed Silver into the shallow water near the bank and rode upstream until he saw a heavy growth of bushes a short distance below the entrance to Nick's cave. Turning Silver shoreward, the Lone Ranger left the water and, pushing through the bushes, stopped behind them.
Oh, Silver, hold on, hold. Posse will soon be along. They're bound to find the outlaw's hideout upstream. Quiet, big fella. Here comes the posse now.
Watching from his hiding place, the Lone Ranger saw the posse come into view. The moon was bright and it was easy to see. As they passed in the water, the masked man could hear their voices.
Hey, Sheriff, look up ahead in the west bank.
Yeah, it looks like a cave opening there.
As the Lone Ranger watched, the posse neared the cave. Then suddenly he heard shots.
Those shots came from that cave, Sheriff.
Sling that at him, man. Watch out, men. There's two of them.
One of them's an Indian.
The masked one's trying to make a getaway.
Get up there. Quiet. Get up. Get off. There's no one who was posing at me. Come on, Silver.
Hey, there's another masked man on a white horse.
As the posse watched in amazement, they withheld their fire as the Lone Ranger urged Silver on.
Come on, Silver.
Nick heard the ringing cry and understood. Fear crept into his veins as he tried to push his horse to further effort.
Get up there, Croc! Get along! Get up!
The outlaw turned in the saddle and fired at the tall figure behind him. still the Lone Ranger went on in spite of the flying of bullets. The gallant Silver made every effort to overtake the horseman in front of him before he'd have a chance to leave the water.
Hurry, big fella. Faster.
Once again, the outlaw slung bullets toward the masked man behind him.
Gun's empty now. Come on, Silver!
Silver rapidly closed the gap between them, just as Nick Deaver turned toward the low part of the bank. As he drew alongside, the Lone Ranger sprang toward Nick.
Off that horse, you!
Grabbing the masked outlaw, the Lone Ranger dragged him from the saddle, and both of them splashed into the water.
Hold with me, will you?
Again and again, the Lone Ranger ducked the gasping outlaw under the water, until finally, Nick could hardly breathe.
Don't, I'll drown. I can't take any more. Here's the man you want, Sheriff. What's left of him, the dirty killer.
I got to admit you did a fine job of catching him, mister. We've got you covered, too. Don't forget you're wearing a mask.
Maybe this will explain who I am.
What? A bullet.
A silver bullet, Sheriff.
Silver bullet? Say, I've heard of you.
Ho, boy, ho. We got the Indian that was with him. He admits everything, Sheriff.
The Indian you have back in the Pecos jail is my friend, Tonto.
Then you must be the hombre we chased from that campsite this afternoon.
That's right. This man and that Indian were posing as Tonto and me. Hey, I'll take off his mask. Well, Nick Deaver. I put him behind bars once.
Well, we'll put him there again, and he'll hang before he comes out. Him and this Indian.
Him tell me what to do. Me not to blame. Him plan everything.
I see this is one Indian we can get to talk easy. Jim, you ride back in a hurry and let the other Indian out of the jail.
All right.
I'll ride on ahead with you, Deputy. Easy, big fella. Adios, Sheriff.
Bye.
Come on, Silver.
Hey, Sheriff. Who is that hombre?
Yeah, and why did you let him go?
Hey, he could have been in with these two.
Oh, don't be loco, Willis. We almost made a mistake we'd have been sorry for.
What do you mean, Sheriff?
Well, that Indian Tonto we put in jail, he's that masked hombre's friend.
Well, what if he is?
Just this. You see, that masked hombre who caught this skunk Nick Deaver is the law's best friend, the Lone Ranger.
Lone Ranger?
Let's get these killers to town now. Hurry up.
This is a feature of The Lone Ranger Incorporated, created and produced by George W. Trendle, directed by Charles D. Livingston, and edited by Fran Stryker. The part of The Lone Ranger is played by Brace Beamer.